swift chariot of love. Or ever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariot of Amminadab. Song of Solomon, chapter 6, and verse 12. I would judge these words to be those of the elect bride, the church. Army, as we see from Hosea, means people, and Nadab means prince, so that the combination of the words means a princely people. Now, the thought here seems to be that she knew not where her beloved had gone when he went from her, but she ran about in search of him as the swift chariot of Amminadab. When she did know that he was gone down into the garden, immediately and all of a sudden, such was the strength and affection to him, that she moved as swiftly after him as if she had been in one of those chariots. This signifies, I think, her courage and resolution, that notwithstanding all difficulties and discouragements that she had met with, and with a sense of her own failure oftentimes, she now drove as briskly and as courageously after him as ever Amminadab did in one of his chariots in the field of battle. We see then the bride's quickening. The thought seems to be that her soul experienced a quickening of desire for her beloved at this point of time, since she heard, as in the previous verse, that he had visited her garden of nuts to see how the virtues and graces of his spirit were flourishing. She may have been asleep at the time and knew not of his visit, something all too common, I fear, among the Lord's people. For some reason, there had been another temporary withdrawal of his sensible presence from her, but he had so great love for her, he could not long stay away. When she heard of his presence in her garden, it seems that her soul was suddenly caught up in holy rapture. It may well have been something like that of the Apostle Paul when he was caught up into the third heaven. Her words, "For ever I was aware," are very much like the Apostle's words. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 2 to 4. Howsoever it was, there came a quickening of her desire for him whom she loved. She then ran toward the place where she now knows that she can find him. She makes haste to go to him, as though she were in one of the chariots of Amminadab. As a people of God, we are often plagued by inconsistencies and the ebb and flow of spiritual affection. How we need just such a quickening of our desire for the well-beloved. Now notice the bride's exercise. My soul made me, or my soul became, like the chariot of Amminadab. Her whole soul is in this movement toward him. Now, Amminadab was probably the name of a real person who was Solomon's chief chariot driver, a man who understood his business well and drove swiftly and with success, to whom she compares herself in her going out after her beloved. So this man points to the spirit of those who are of a free, princely, and munificent spirit, who go out to meet the Lord, that they might enjoy his sensible presence. Their affection, are there toward him. Now, perfect love can't outfear. And boldly she moves now toward her bridegroom lover without the slightest impediment or fear. This is the exercise of a quickened soul. Such a one is never content with the mechanical externals of devotion. There are many who would never dream of neglecting the outward ceremonies of public worship, but whose hearts are never quickened with an outreach of devotion toward the Lord himself, an outpouring of the heart upon him. The outward is nothing to the Lord. He wants the heart. Nor should we ever be content, either in public or in private, with anything less than new discoveries of Christ and the incomings of his grace to us and the outgoings of praise to him. The Lord's people are a willing and princely people, as the name Aminadab suggests. We can only run to him according to the measure our soul is quickened in its force and feeling. With every kind of spiritual exercise, there must be the exercise of the inner spirit. It is this exercise of soul which creates the standard of our worship and praise. Such exercise well becomes the company who are the chosen and elect bride of Christ. They're all princes, all the sons and daughters of a great king, all heirs to a glorious kingdom. All have crowns of life and righteousness and glory laid up for them. All have thrones upon which they are to sit. All have princely robes and fair, and all have angels to attend their needs. What a privilege to be the Lord and to ride through this world in the swift chariot of his love. Notice the bride's haste, like the chariot of Aminadab. For she may haste to move, she makes haste to move toward him. Oh, bless God for those seasons when our love has been quickened and has been in great exercise. It is love for him which lifts up our souls and fills the heart with joy, as it did that of David when he danced before the Lord in spiritual hilarity. All within his bride was now awake. All was in haste. There was no slumbering thought and no reluctant step. It mattered not what difficulties lay in the way, or how many enemies beset her path. When the chariots of Aminadab moved, they moved swiftly, and none could stay them. Thus it is that believers must go out to him and meet him whom our souls love. Should we be fearful, or sluggish, or hesitant, or reluctant? God forbid. Let us quicken our pace. Let love burn and glow and carry us forward as we go out to meet him. Now listen to the words of Bernard of Clairvaux. O Lord, thou King most wonderful, with heavenly glories crowned, thou sweetness most ineffable, in whom all joys are found. When once thou visitest the heart, then truth begins to shine. Then earthly vanities depart. Then kindles love divine. O Lord, thou light of all below, thou fount of life and love, surpassing all the joys we know or shall know when above. Thee may our tongues forever bless. Thee may we love alone, and ever in our lives express the image of thine own, to which we all say, Amen and Amen.